The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ruth Woolisoff. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi,
and John. I know this is radio versus TV, but Ruth is sporting a new do, and she looks quite lovely.
Thank you, John. I'm glad I came.
No, as soon as you walked in, I said, it looks lovely. And actually, we have a very special guest on. We have Taylor Herbert. And Taylor Herbert is the Director of Specialized Senior Services at the SJJCC, which is the Sid Jacobson Jewish Community Center in Roslyn. And we've had different members on from the center over the last year or two. And, you know, just it really is one of the most phenomenal organizations that, you know, I can attest to. And they cover everything. I mean, you see the little kids walking around, and they have stuff for the seniors, too. So any age group, last summer I was there, and I can't remember the name of it, but children with disabilities, there was busloads of them coming off from a camp.
Yes.
That it was just, it was heart-wrenching. But it was also good. Because you're saying there's a place for these kids to go, and they're all getting off, and their parents were running
positive
up to them, and it was just so sweet. But today now, we're going to be talking with Taylor in reference to senior services, but as I always do, I like to know how Taylor got involved in this.
Great. Thank you so much, John. I couldn't agree more. Sid Jacobson JCC has something for everyone. We have wonderful programs from the little ones to our seniors.
Yeah.
I have the pleasure of working with our seniors at the JCC. I've been there for the past 13 years.
Oh, wow, okay.
I actually started as a student. I was going to school to
kind of Christina-ish.
Yes. I was going to school for my social work degree, and Sid Jacobson JCC was my internship.
Wow, okay.
So I've been there since the last 13 years.
That's a good internship.
It really was a great opportunity.
Right.
And it's a great agency to work with. And to let you know, they've actually have not made me stop my internship. I'm still interning.
Yeah. Eventually, we'll put you on the books.
Yeah, eventually, right? But it's been a great learning opportunity and a growing opportunity. There's something there for everyone, which makes it a great organization.
Right. It's the truth, though. It really is. Now, did you when you started out there, just to go back to social work, were you in a particular area? Seniors versus kids, or did you have a preference at that time? Or
actually, I knew I wanted to be a geriatric social worker.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yes. How did you know that? What in your background made you passionate about working with older people?
Thank you. I appreciate that question. It actually is the relationship that I've had with my grandparents, both my father's parents and my mother's parents.
Mm-hmm.
And both of my grandfathers have cognitive impairment, or had. One of my grandfathers recently passed. But being able to care for them and seeing how challenging it is when a family is faced with dementia or another neurodegenerative illness. And my goal was to be able to help others that are going through similar challenges.
That's sweet.
That's very impressive.
At this point in time is when I have to come in with a Christina Liu commercial. Christina finds the people that care. She really does. She doesn't hire a person just because you have a job title.
Right.
It just seems the people she brings on the show are really people who care. And what you just said is the epitome of the person I would want watching out for my parent if they were going there for something. Somebody who cares. But that's great. Actually, we're going to jump around, but a big thing that's coming up around the corner, actually, is CARE Day.
Yes.
Tell us a little about CARE Day.
So CARE Day is our annual symposium that's designed to help families that are struggling to better understand dementia, learn strategies, learn tools. We bring in a world-renowned dementia care specialist, Tipa Snow, and she does a phenomenal presentation. And we also have a large resource fair this year, the largest that we've ever had. There's 30-plus vendors.
Wow.
And the event is not only for family caregivers, it's also for professionals. So we are offering CEUs for both social workers and for case managers, with the understanding of the better education that we all have, the more we can help families that we're serving.
And what is it? It's the location is at the Roslyn JCC, of course.
It is at the Roslyn JCC, yes.
The time?
The time starts at 8:30 and goes till 3.
What are some of the presenters that will be there?
Great. So some of the presenters are Tipa Snow, who, as I mentioned, is a world-renowned dementia care specialist, but also this year, Wendy Goidell, who is an elder attorney. She's going to be presenting on how do you lessen the financial burden. Having a family member who is diagnosed with dementia really impacts one's financials, or can impact one's financials,
from
a home care agency to transportation to medications, ongoing doctor's appointments. So Wendy will educate the audience on how do you better understand and what resources are available to help you in these times. The other presenter that we are going to have is a great home care agency, Family First. They're actually our partners this year. They are presenting on how does technology help? So there's things like Peapod, and how do you bring groceries to the home without having to go out to the community when it becomes challenging, when you can't leave your loved one unattended.
That's a good idea. That's a very good idea.
Thank you. Or a bracelet through the Nassau County Police Department, which is a brand new program that has come to Nassau County. It's been in Suffolk County for a long time. It's called Project Lifesaver. And those with dementia, unfortunately, are likely, or can, I should say, wander. And this bracelet will help the police detect an individual anywhere in Nassau County and outside of Nassau County in moments.
Really?
So we're going to be presenting on that as well.
I remember hearing about that because my father's grandfather wandered in Ohio. They lived in Ohio. So I remember that.
Yes, unfortunately, it is common, but those that with dementia that are wandering, they actually believe that they're going to where they want to go. So maybe someone was a great banker and was trying to get into New York City to go and do their job because in their mind, they are 45 years old and they're off to work. So these things are likely, and there's safeguards so that people stay safe.
How do you register for Care Day?
Great. So you can go online to our website, which is sjjcc.org/careday.
Could you repeat that again?
Sure. So it's sjjcc, so Sid Jacobson, jcc.org/careday.
Is there a phone number also for those who are not proficient online?
Absolutely. They can give me a call. Once again, my name is Taylor, and you can reach me at 516-484-1545, extension 114.
Repeat that again.
Sure.
Because I know that when I have, I hear something, I don't always have my pen with me.
My pleasure. Thank you, Ruth. 516-484-1545 at extension 114.
And if you don't have a pen and you haven't written anything down, call 311. Because the information that Taylor's giving out right now will be at 311. So just tell them you listen to the radio program and want the information in order for the care day, which really does sound a tremendous day. And the point which you know, Project Independence is about, we don't have 14,000 members yet. We have mid 13,000. And yet there's 50,000 plus seniors on Long Island, no, in North Hempstead, excuse me. And recently I was at an event that Christina basically put together for the town that Dr. Carney spoke at. And Dr. Carney is the head gerontologist at a doctor at Northwell. And when you see the statistics on aging and the population, where it's going, I mean, 85 is the biggest growing population age-wise. These are the things you need. And every now and then you see a commercial for, I think it's Lexus, whatever they call that one, Lexus.
Yeah.
The turn the thing on, turn the thing off, and there's a boy going out with his grandfather there. There's so many things that are coming on that we really, you know, we have the opportunity to help the seniors without being crazy. You know, go back 10 years ago, the wife, unfortunately, because it was always the wife's job, had to take leave of something and go help out either side's elder. Now you don't have to.
There's so much at the JCC, actually. Yeah. From our Well Senior programs, we have interesting current event discussion groups on Monday. We have interactive lectures on Tuesday on various topics. From actually, one of the recent presentations was the conversation about diamonds. So it was so interesting. I learned all about what my engagement ring should look like. So hopefully that's coming soon. Mm-hmm. It was. Can you hear me? No.
Give out his number, right? Because we'll call him this afternoon.
Right, right.
But they're all different topics.
I have to ask
really
you
love.
Another question about Care Day. What time is it?
Great. So the Care Day is from 8:30 to 3.
And does somebody have to be there all the time?
Registration starts at 8:30. The first speaker will be presenting at 9. 8:30 to 9 is really a great time to walk around and see all of our wonderful vendors who are going to be there. We have some phenomenal agencies present, from the Bristol to Family First to Gerwin, Vital Care Partners, Goidel Law Group, Parker Jewish. There is some phenomenal organizations that are going to be present, so it's worth coming at 8:30.
But they'll be there for the day.
They will be there for
okay.
the day.
That's the most important.
Yes, and actually, our lunch hour will be spent in the with our vendors as well.
Oh, nice.
So we have
okay.
a lunch break.
Okay.
In between
you're
presenters.
You're providing lunch.
We are providing breakfast and lunch.
Okay, maybe I'll go.
I'd love to see you there, Ruth. I'll get you a special seat.
Ruth heard about lunch, now she's going. I mean, come on, Ruth.
Right. There's something to be said about food, that's for sure.
It's the truth, unfortunately. It is a joy. Like the town of North Hempstead, they had a buffet brunch and not a buffet. Buffet breakfast.
Oh, nice.
But it does help people. But I mean, at the same time, these kind of programs are so important for a community. And for a JCC, it makes you guys stick out. Honestly, it really does. Because then you're doing this for the community. You're not doing this for yourselves. I mean, the amount of work, people don't realize, and that's one thing, because we have a break coming up in a minute. People do not realize the amount of work that goes into these programs. And
oh,
I've
I'm
done
sure
them on a smaller scale. And
I'm
this
sure that
ridiculous.
It's a lot of work.
Oh. Yes. And then all of a sudden, three people back out. So now you have a void where you need something in a specific area, especially if your speaker's back out. And you're still up to the moment it starts.
Without a question. You know, it definitely was a lot of pieces putting this together and still is a lot of pieces of putting it together. But what has been great is the whole community coming together, various organizations working with us to make this all possible.
And you have a great space. That's the one thing that you guys have.
We do.
That, you know, you can do somebody else has to go out and rent a space.
We are very lucky to have the space.
You got
space
such
that
a location there.
Yes.
I was there actually the other night for a program. That I've never seen the seats the way they work in the...
in the auditorium.
In the auditorium.
Well, you should
How
come
comfortable.
Back this November 24th. You can use those seats again.
Unbelievable. Right now, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.